A word for you from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. The Lord your God, the Lord is one. Now, this does not mean that God is one God amongst many. It doesn't mean that he is one God who is the greatest amongst other gods. No, no, no. God is the only God. There are no other gods. Yes, people make things to be gods. Yes, people worship other things. Yes, you get such things as idols and false religions. Of course you get these things. But there is only one true God, and he is in heaven, and he does not share his glory with anyone or anything else. The Lord your God, the Lord is one. Now, he is one, not meaning he is one with creation and one with the cosmos and one with, as though he's some pantheistic being. No, there is only one God. And what should our response be to this one God, this one supreme being who is Lord and Creator? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Jesus Christ said, if you love me, you will obey my teachings. Our love for God isn't merely reflected in the amount that we pray, or what we say in front of other people, or the fact that we go to church on Sunday. No, it is in wholehearted obedience and submission to who God is and to his laws. We shall love our Lord with all of our heart. The heart is the center of who you are. It speaks about your very being, the essence of who you are, with all of your soul. This is speaking about your mind, your intellect, your will, your emotions, and with all of your might, with every fiber of your being, doing whatever it takes, straining and striving to make sure that you are living your life in obedience to God and showing him love. Our love for God is manifested in our love toward one another. If we say we love God but do not love our brother or our sister in Christ, we are liars and his love is not in us. This comes from the book of 1 John. Now, the love of God is meant to transform our lives in such a way that we live lives that are obedient to him and caring and loving and kind and forgiving toward one another.